For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yep. AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario,
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario,
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at AM570LASports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
Solo voy con mi pena, sola va mi condena. Correré mi destino para burlar la ley. Perdido en el corazón de la grande Babilón. Me dicen el clandestino.
Be bold in your caring. Be bold in your dreaming. And above all, do your best.
Work it out, Nick. I trust in money. AM 570 LA Sports, two-hour Flex Alert show.
Flex
thanks
it out.
The IR there. Thanks to the
alert.
Clippers making their way on their Grammy road trip into the city of Miami tonight, home of Super Bowl 54, which you will hear right here a week from Sunday. Your home of the NFL all season, and your home for the Super Bowl, courtesy of Bosley.
Yeah, they're America's number one hair restoration expert, if you didn't hear.
If you didn't hear.
For a free information kit.
You out of here, Vic.
Text final.
Got to get out of here.
To 85850. Is it an advertising conference call, Vic?
Yeah. Oh. You got to be on it at 2?
What do you got? Who do you got on the line? The Federation.
World Wrestling Federation? How about that?
Like the electronics store from back in the day? Remember that?
The Jewish Federation.
That's a different. Well, good luck.
My pitch, I am the Jew for you.
I am the Jew for you. Well,
like
good
it,
luck,
Vic. You're going to land that. You're going to land that account, goddammit.
Break a leg, Vic.
Behind the life.
Live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. It's a Frogman Friday.
Frogman.
There are some things you learn best in calm and some in storm.
Calm like the LeBron James Relax Your Mind app.
Or stormy. Like LeBron James when J.R. Smith did not call the timeout.
Frogman.
Or did not go up and did not do anything.
Yo, reading boys from the N. A-V-Y, better known as Frogman.
A guy that knows how to deal with the hills and gullies of life is
Frogman.
The great Lloyd Bridges, one of the original ex-Frogmen. Played a mercenary of the sea, one of the greatest shows ever produced. And that show shot right off the coast of Rancho Palos Verdes. Marine land adjacent.
Indeed.
Marine land of the Pacific. What, Seagull?
I don't like it, Mike. Is this where you found the manganese?
I think so, but there are many sharks here.
Oh. Well, I can always tell when they're getting a little too curious.
You have been in the water with the sharks before?
Oh, yeah, lots of times. So far, no skies.
No skies.
No skies. Mmm.
Pip!
What? Are you nuts? We've still got to take the stuff to Florida.
Australian Open.
Do you know what that's like these days?
Kiddios forever.
You got the effing Navy everywhere.
Watch it live this morning.
You got Frogman.
Frogman?
You got ECs with the satellite tracking stuff. Got the effing Bell Assault choppers up the arse. We're losing one out of every 9 loads. There's no duck walk anywhere. Let me tell you.
Is that her man?
Forget about the money.
No.
What do you suggest that is actually reasonable?
Actually.
C-Lab.
If you're looking for me,
hey now!
You better check under the sea.
What a lane!
Because that is where you'll find me.
Underneath the C-Lab. Not the only thing we got going on. We got Fan Fest to promote.
Tomorrow.
Big event tomorrow at Dodger Stadium. Chavez Ravine is opening again to La Raza. And everybody can get out there, and we're going to cover it live on the air from 11 o'clock on with David Vassell.
Doyers.
It's brought to you by Chef Merito. It is not true Mexican dish without Chef Merito seasoning. Remember, AM 570 LA Sports is the only place you're going to get every single Dodger game from opening day until the playoffs, and Dodger season officially kicks off tomorrow with FanFest, with our David Vassay, and it is all live right here for four full hours in the middle of your Saturday.
Everybody loves Dodger FanFest.
Oh, yeah.
And tonight, we've got Clipper action with fully functional employee Adam, and who doesn't want to see those Clippers?
Fully functional employee
and their tumultuous
Adam.
Locker room. Who's going to play?
Up, down. I Who's up? Who's know. Down?
So we're looking forward to that. And, hey, Cates, when is your Oregon game? When is your Oregon-UCLA game? I think that's on Sunday.
Sunday at 2 o'clock on our sister station, AM 1150.
On our Edmana.
Yes, because Clippers basketball on Sunday.
AM 1150.
So we're not playing the Pro Bowl on Monday? Or on Sunday?
Unfortunately, no.
That's too bad.
One of those guys is a racist I saw in the picture. He was holding a racist hand signal, so they canceled the Pro Bowl.
Which guy?
On the station. One of the black guys.
Well, that's weird.
I know, right? It was that thing, that flying a-hole thing that's banned from Wrigley Field.
Hole punch?
It's a flying a-hole.
It'll get you punched right in the arm.
Well, it might.
You looked.
It'll also get you banned from Wrigley Field.
And Annapolis.
Forever! Here's what we got going on the show today. My dad's going to join us at 2:45. I've prepped him. There is no use promoting his big shoe.
Because it's sold out?
At Vitello's, because it is sold out and there's not another one scheduled. So now he wants to talk about the Dodger cheating scandal, Matt.
Okay.
So we'll see what he has to say regarding that. And then Matt and I are going to be on all the way until 4 o'clock. And then that's it. You're going to have your own things to deal with. The Clippers and your weekend. And we won't be back until Monday. And on Monday, Matt and I will be live from the Riviera. No, we'll be live from Sherwood. Yes, with Robin Hood and Friar Tuck.
If you're in the 805, we rarely get out there.
And the Merry Men, and by Merry Men, we mean Wayne Gretzky.
Right.
And his
Dustin Johnson.
Teetering caddies.
They have a good time.
Yeah, they do.
It's for a great cause.
The real Merry Men.
Justin Turner Foundation. If you're out in that area, don't come see us. It's a private club.
We are not available.
But we will be broadcasting live.
For 4 hours. Deep into the night.
A 3-7 show.
Bring your puffer.
When the sun goes down.
Bring your puffer.
Oh, that's coming.
Because it's going to be cold as a big bitch.
And a knit cap.
Yeah, it's going to be
knit
very
cap,
cold.
Knit cap, puffer. It got cold. The first time we did this, we were both freezing our asses off.
Two times ago, Blake Griffin got traded, and we had to kick poor Marty Fish off the air and go deep into what was going on with the Clippers. Yeah, maybe we'll get him again. But that's happening, and we're all looking forward to it. The circus will have fallen down on its knees as far as the tournament goes long before we get off the air. I mean, they'll be drinking and some hanging out and the post-banquet thing, but as far as the golf course goes, we'll be out there on our own. But don't you put on a Snake Eyes G.I. Joe outfit and come Vietnam style through the woods of Sherwood and try to crawl up there. You will get snipered so hard, and then it'll be like Godfather 2, where Michael Corleone comes out and sees the bodies like, hey, take care of this. You know, you don't want to be that. You don't want to be that just to come see great sports talk. Listen on the iHeartRadio app worldwide or anywhere else, and you can enjoy the show that way on Monday. But today, we're only on until 4 o'clock, and we're happy to be with you. Matt, I'll do it because it's thematic for what we were just talking about.
Do you think your dad will respond to Scott Wolf's post yesterday at insidesusc.blog?
About Willie McGinnis?
Where's that recruiting dinner? That last year, after less than 100 people attended the recruiting dinner,
it's canceled.
That it's canceled this year. For the first time since 1997, canceled.
Canceled.
Seems outrageous.
We had a great class in 97.
As I drive around my Orange County area, the amount of USC license plate frames, personalized plates, window decals, sweatshirts,
Matt, it's
polos,
a dark time. It's a dark time at my alma mater. What do you want me to say?
It would seem like it's not hard to get people to write a check to come visit USC
What's
and celebrate the football program.
What's there to celebrate, man?
Unless the football program is in complete disarray.
What's there to celebrate? The message from Mike Bone is either you're with us,
that guy.
You're with us or against us. That's the message from Mike Bone.
So you're saying, okay, well, since we're not with you, we're not coming.
Right.
That is unfortunate.
I got something uplifting for you you're going to enjoy. Can I have the Sea Hunt song again? We'll call it the word of the day.
He heard me with his words.
The word of the day.
There are certain things throughout Los Angeles history that Matt and I enjoy exploring the history of. Kate's too, I believe. And Ronnie. Whether it's the Cyclone Racer and the Long Beach Pike. The old Redondo Beach Pier.
Mistruths told to a young man.
Yeah, the Vanderlip House. All kinds, all the bodies in Griffith Park. The alligator in Wilmington and the lake. We love it.
Midget Town.
Midget Town. Come on, Downey.
One of the all-time greats.
Stand up, Downey. Wait, I still can't see you.
Oh!
Midget Town.
How about counting the homeless?
Counting the homeless.
Yeah, whoa.
The bridge on the 5. We know all kinds of stuff. Every mall in Brea. Brea's just one big mall. But recently we've concentrated on Marineland for 2 reasons. Well, 3. Frogman Friday and Sea Hunt.
Frogman?
The great show was filmed right off the coast where Marineland of the Pacific, which used to be like a Sea World, now it's a hotel called the Terranea.
Fancy.
But back in the avid, nice. Not good service, but nice.
Oh!
Oh, I'm kidding! But Matt has a memory of Marineland because his in-laws and his wife grew up in the Southern California area.
My wife!
And they used to go to Marineland.
Season pass holders.
They talk about it like it was going to the Taj Mahal, and Matt has become resentful.
Most definitely.
And I have good memories of Marineland because I grew up in the area, and we had 2 killer whales like 10 minutes from the house. And a lot of people, only the kids in San Diego can say that.
Dad, can we go see the killer whales?
No!
Okay, I'm going to walk.
It was all Japanese farms and the killer whales. That was all on the backside of the hill, and the Vanderlips and their dogs with the voice boxes removed.
And a peacocks or no?
A couple peacocks, but not so many. But the dogs with the Dobermans with the voice boxes removed, eating teenage kids in the middle of having sex. That's what this side of the hill is. But somebody sent me a very impactful.
You're going back up on the hill.
Very impactful text on the secret textoso line that said this.
The secret textoso line.
Sold out to Chevy.
Marineland memory. I'm only 30, so Marineland closed before I was even born. However, one night when I was 8, my parents both got pissed drunk during family dinner at the nearby Admiral Ristie. And they taught my 10-year-old sister how to drive in the Marineland parking lot while I sat on the curb and cried and pouted because I thought it was wrong. My childhood Marineland memory was not of joy, but of isolation and moral confusion. Great times!
It's a great text.
It's a great text. And it tells a tale that not everybody loves. A great water park with whales and manta rays.
What do you remember? I remember
and
petting
a narwhal,
ray.
A pilot whale.
I remember the narwhal. What do you remember? My pissed drunk parents letting my 10-year-old drive the car.
They had barking seals, Matt. I don't know what they did with it, barking seals. Because they didn't hang out. Like, they were in the cove, you know? They were like free-range seals, like the chickens that they sell over at the Whole Foods.
Sure.
Your $10 chicken water. It's
one way to look at it.
It's interesting because when they got rid of Marineland, suddenly all those barking seals were no longer there barking. And it's like, is there like a seal dog catcher that comes out with like a freaking rope and just ropes the seals and brings them down to another place? Like
when it's dark, bad things
happen. Can you eat a seal?
I don't think so.
Like, why wouldn't you?
Sure as hell smell terrible.
Well, so does a cow.
Terrible.
So does a cow, and steak is great.
Good point. I don't know. I don't think people eat seals. Why do they kill them? What's up, Kate?
According to Wikipedia, seal meat, including the blubber and organs, is used as food for humans and other animals. It's prepared in numerous ways, including being hung and dried out.
Seal, but obviously not here.
Not in the United States.
What else do they use seals
for?
Well,
in Alaska.
Yes, they use the blubber and stuff for oil.
For, like, cosmetics and stuff? Like, they do the whale blubber?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, all right. That's some good information, man.
A seal tastes kind of like liver, but without the blood taste.
God, freaking liver. Thank God that's something that went away.
Oh, there's a lot of iron in it, Matt. You're iron deficient, so there you go.
That reminds me. Clearly, I take my vitamin D today. Yep.
You haven't been over to Musso and Frank's recently. Oh. It's time for the number of the day.
Here's my number.
Big one. So I was asking
Vic,
big
number.
He was going to stay because your number of the day is 7. If you go to latimes.com/sports, there is a banner you can click on to experience Super Bowl week in South Beach with Arash Markazi. And the subtitle to the banner is...
Excuse me?
Yeah.
So experience it how?
Well, it says follow along and ask questions as Arash interviews celebrities and players, hits up parties, and checks out the best food ahead of Super Bowl 54. Now, that's something everyone's going to want to get in on. But it got me thinking about our last trip as a show to the Super Bowl. And if somebody had clicked on a banner and followed us.
Oh, Matt, you know.
And all the stuff we were able to do.
It was a different time. It was a time of flip phones.
Flip phones.
A friendliness with Jim Rome and Mike Silver and Chris Myers.
A suite at the Delano. Our boss, Don Martin, the same man that put us up at the Little American, roadside motel across the street from the 5-star Grand American.
Yeah, but it
American.
Was because of Chris Myers. It was because Chris Myers was bougie and we got tagged on.
Worked out
on
for
it.
Us.
It did. It worked out
we
okay.
Stayed at the Delano.
Wait, can you read the...
You want that banner again?
Yeah, please. One more
time.
Oh,
that really wasn't the point of the number. It was really just to get into our memories of Miami the week we were there the things we did.
But Matt, it is a sports talk radio show where people want to look forward. So I'd like to know what I can look forward to on the LA Times.
So there's a banner.
Even if I don't belong, can I still click on this? Because the LA Times like tells me that I've done too much reading of the LA Times and then they block me.
I pay.
I have a login if you want.
I pay for the LA Times, really for this kind of content. There's a photo of the Lombardi being held up with red, white, and blue confetti falling. And that leads me to believe it's from the Patriots' triumph over the Rams last year.
Sure. That would be the most recent photo.
I don't think it qualifies as irony that they've used that photo in the LA Times.
No,
it's just unfortunate.
American.
Experience Super Bowl week in South Beach with Arash Markazi. Follow along and ask questions. It's interactive. It's like you're there. Like, hey, man.
Did you see any Cuban food places?
As Arash interviews celebrities and players.
Celebs and players.
Hits up parties. And we know.
Oh.
From our time down there. Remember, we
went
to the Bud Light party at the Bud Light Hotel.
We only went to parties at the hotel next door.
That's
we
exactly
went to
right.
no other parties and had no interest in going there.
And even when we went to the parties at the hotel next door, we walked in for about a minute and said, no.
One time my wife was like, I want to stay and dance. And I was like, no, you can dance with Dave in the hotel room.
Yes.
Here's
exactly
the iPod.
Right.
Dance with Dave in the hotel room.
And that actually happened.
Yes.
Hit up parties and check
come on
out.
And shake your tail, Feather.
Hits up parties. This is Arash. He's hitting up parties and checking out the best food ahead of Super Bowl 54.
Well, that sounds like the way I'd want to experience a Super Bowl.
Especially in Miami.
Right.
All the celebs.
And it brings back memories for that.
I think we went to the same restaurant 3 times.
Yeah,
that
twice.
That was not well attended or busy at all.
But it was good.
It's very good.
Delicious. Cuban place.
We had to drive to Fort Lauderdale every day.
Got to do the show. Or no, to get to record.
To record all the interviews for our show because we were on so late.
We did a show at a Hooters in Biscayne Bay.
We did a show at a Hooters at a mall.
In Biscayne Bay.
That was really hard to get to and we had to get out of the cab in the middle of the street because traffic was so bad.
Classy mall.
It was a classy mall. And if I remember right, I think we walked by Chris Myers, who was doing the show before us, because it was contracted with Fox Sports, and he was very upset.
Not pleased.
That he had to do a show at Hooters and did not engage with us at all, sitting in a booth.
He had a little bit
And the on-site engineer had commented how unpleasant that experience was for him prior to our doing our show.
He had a little bit of a tantrum. A
little bit.
Yeah.
And then he had the second tantrum when he was yelling at our friend Annie about the lack of, I believe, a Lincoln Town Car to drive him to the airport that she had just called a cab for him to be transported.
Well, you know, look, our trip was not
These are the things that happened on our trip. If you clicked on a banner at am570lasports.com that said follow along the Petros and Money Show.
Our trip was not fraught with inconvenience. On getting out of the truck, it was right when we got there. It was heavy rain, and I dropped my BlackBerry into a puddle.
Happen. Yes, you did.
So my wife spent the day
trying to get
at
new
the
phone.
Verizon store getting me a new phone. I believe your wife, we got your wife on the plane without her driver's license because you went to Memphis to go call a college basketball game on the radio.
With Tim Hardaway.
Yeah, so you know, we had to talk, you know, be like, come on, look at her.
Think about that.
Look at her. She's harmless. Let her on the plane.
In a post 9/11 world.
Yeah, we got her on
a plane without an ID.
So that was.
Didn't she have to sprint after a car with a bag she forgot in it as well? I believe she had to sprint after a cab Miami airport.
No, maybe she got it.
I think she got it.
Yeah. But it was a bag of useless things that she didn't need. But
exactly.
Which was told to her.
Pretty much is our luggage.
She was really proud. Like, I did it. And you're like, you didn't need that stuff. Why'd you do that? I mean, it's not like, you know. I mean, I didn't yell at anybody about it or accost any engineers. I asked Matt Stafford about being the makeout king.
You did?
That was good.
We had a verbal altercation with the Dan Patrick Show at the Bud Light Hotel.
Well, you kind of did. I was just sitting there.
Yeah,
but then it became like a revisionist history thing. Well, I was there. I had missile lock on those guys' putzos.
Just in case.
Oh, full putzo punch. I punched their putzos inside out. They'd walk out of there looking like they were wearing a bunch of hoods.
Exactly right.
But I was barely aware of it in the moment because of all the Bud Light. As you know, Matt, I'm not a beer drinker, and it makes me a little bit disoriented. All that light beer kind of floats around and makes me wispy and very gassy.
We got yelled at by the aforementioned Annie for drinking Bud Lights while we were doing our show.
Well, she said, you can't do that when then I shotgunned a beer, which I've
not
done.
That's not what
happened.
She said, you can't do that. You looked at her right in her eyes and you popped the cap on that Bud Light while you were looking in her eyes and you drank the whole beer the entire time without blinking, looking her right in the eyes.
That wasn't classy.
No, but it was, hey, if they're going to put us at the Bud Light Hotel and there's a goddamn refrigerator next to us full of Bud Light.
Yeah, what am I going
to
do?
What do you want us to do?
I'm not Bruce Wayne. I'm not going to sit here and drink apple juice at the party and fake being a Playboy. I'm going Playboy for real.
And then I want
to
say,
the Dan Patrick guy's trying to fight us. I'm drinking all the Bud Light I can.
And I believe we went into the Bud Light party at that hotel because we were granted access.
Yes.
And I distinctly remember.
We had all access to the Bud Light Hotel.
All access. All areas. Everything was open to us. And I distinctly remember the two of us. The first person we ran into was Andrew Siciliano, who wanted to introduce us. Hey, I'd like you guys to meet my two friends. And they were two attractive ladies that he wanted to introduce us to at the Bud Light party.
I do remember that.
Yes.
We are AM radio guys. Very nice to meet you.
You don't know who we are.
Our wives are in tow, and here we are.
Here we are together at the Bud Light Hotel at the Super Bowl party.
I saw Sabby Piscitelli, former Oregon State safety and a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. He also had two women.
I believe that was at the same party.
Yes, he had two women. He was flanked by two women as well, much like Siciliano.
Right.
It must have been just coming out of the faucets.
What happened?
And,
that was on the invitation. Bring two women.
And I said, Sabby, how you doing? He said, I'm meeting all the wrong people. And then he moved on. I almost got run over by Sean Kingston.
In a Lamborghini.
This is why we no longer do this.
Yeah, it's true.
I can't take
this. This is much better than, well, I think the defensive front's going to have to get home in four if the Niners are going to win. That's what I think.
Yeah.
This is better than any of that.
If they start having to commit extra guys, they're just going to get carved up. I mean, let's be honest. We all know what he's able to do.
All right, that's good analysis, Courtney Brown. By the way, what are you doing here at Super Bowl week? What's going on?
Tidy Bowl.
Tidy
Bowl. If your bowl is all crusty with crap, that Tidy Bowl's going to blow it right out.
It's great seeing you, man. Former number one pick in the NFL draft out of Penn State of the Cleveland Browns, Courtney Brown.
We are.
Remember, we had back-to-back. That was where we had the back-to-back interviews. Troy Aikman was promoting Washington apples, and Jim Kelly followed promoting Baby Ruth.
What do you got? Well, I want to be healthy. What do you got? Snickers bars. Sounds about right. Ronnie! Song of the day.
This is the song of the day. Ta-da.
Si Para Usted is the title of our song of the day, a spicy tune from a Cuban jazz ensemble called Grupo Monumental.
Oh, Grupo.
An appropriate tune for a flexed out Petros and Money show on a Frogman Friday because of the Clippers, who continue their Grammy road trip in Miami, getting ready to take on the Heat, who have been hot playing some pretty good basketball themselves of late. And great sports talk will segue into Clippers Countdown with Adam Osland at the top of the 4 o'clock hour.
Remember we went to that weird hot dog place that was like on a freeway, kind of middle,
absolutely,
like a middle green belt with like...
It was on our way back from Fort Lauderdale.
And it had giant hot dog concrete statues.
And there was like a weird altercation in the parking lot between locals. It was super odd.
Florida man.
Those hot dogs were good.
Yeah, they were. I like the food. I like the food in Florida. You know why? Humidity. Humidity makes the food better. Oh, it's been proven. Well, it's like that in the 504.
Yeah, I think that was Chris Myers who just walked by us. Why is he in such a bad mood?
Fuming. I mean, furrowed brow.
Hey, it was good to have you guys here. The guy I was here before you was a real pain in my ass.
It's popping, everybody. PMS is on the air. So happy to be with you on this Frogman Friday. We do have some questions about tickets, and our ticket expert, Barry from Barry's Tickets, will join us in just 1 second. But Matt, there is a show coming up, and I saw the commercial on the Jumbotron on the 110, and it blew me down because there are not a lot of bands out there that could fill the L.A. Memorial Coliseum. And the one that's playing on September 19th at 7 p.m., does not seem to be the type that could. However, I could be deeply wrong. Ronnie, could you give Matt a hint as to what's coming? It is a PMS-sanctioned rock and roll band. September 19th, Saturday.
Wow.
Rammstein,
pronounced both ways. I've been to many a Rammstein show.
They're playing at Coliseum?
I mean, they are headliners at European festivals that are 250,000 strong, so I guess they just assume...
They're playing Montreal.
That is
They're playing
nuts.
The Link in Philly. They're playing FedEx in Maryland, the D.C. Stadium. U.S. Bank, Skoll in Minnesota.
I believe we had them at the Mayan.
Soldier Field. Gillette.
Stadium tour.
MetLife.
I was told.
Alamo Dome.
I was told by Sweet James and his friends in, what's the band? Why am I forgetting it?
Veller Talk.
I was talking with their guitarist who was out here with him. And he said, oh yeah, Rammstein show. I described the show I saw. He goes, that's pretty much their show today. Prosthetic.
Yeah, he's
genitals.
Wearing giant angel wings.
So, the show and the encore concludes...
Oh, and he has huge balls.
...with him with a giant fake donger that is hooked up to a foam hose.
Well, this is our song when we come in, like, you know, if the Dodger games ends at, like, 3:14 and we're coming on at 3:17, we come in with Rammstein, or Steen, and... I was just deeply surprised that they are not only on a stadium tour, but they are finishing that stadium tour off.
Well, we got to go.
It's the LA Memorial Coliseum. No, I mean, I'll have a game that day.
Oh, it's a Saturday?
Yeah. Look. Yeah, so there you go, man. You know who gets tickets to that show? Barry.
Damn right.
From Barry's Tickets.
Wow.
Now, last night, I had the honor for the very, I think the third time, I completed the Petros Papadakis Winter Speaking Tour. There's four things I do every winter. I go to the Justin Turner Golf Tournament in Sherwood.
That's happening on Monday.
Because I don't do much, Matt. You know that.
I
go to Sundance for a few days.
That's when.
Not the festival, but the resort.
About a month.
Yeah. Well, February, 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Yeah. I go speak at USC to Bob Shear's class. And I talked to the Sticks Cigar Private Club, Woodland Hills adjacent, because of the great Barry Rudin of Barry's Tickets at 877-YO-BARRY or barrystickets.com, the greatest ticket broker that ever lived. Hello, Barry. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, and thank you again. I'm telling you, you are the hero of Sticks. And we cannot wait for John Papadakis to come with you next time.
Well, that'll be really
You'll
fun.
You'll have to ask him in the next segment.
Well, I like to swear.
Going to sing, I hope.
I like to work a little blue and the guys at Sticks enjoy it. And so everybody had a great time last night.
There's some rules on iHeartMedia that do not apply to what Petros can say at Sticks.
Whoa, racy, huh?
And my throat feels
good
better today
stuff.
Than it has the last couple times.
Did you deliver it with a stogie in your mouth?
No, I don't smoke.
No.
But even like an unlit, just chewing on that thing?
No, I could have done that, like Heartbreak Ridge.
Right.
Damn.
Oh, we can give you one of
next
those.
Next time.
Yeah.
Next time.
Cheap one, though.
I had a great cigar.
Oh, I could see it. Fine liquor, good cigar, great camaraderie, men of all races and creeds.
We had
Israeli food, I believe, is what we had.
Kosher Israeli food, which was really surprising because I think maybe one out of the 75 guys is kosher.
It was delicious.
So, it was really good.
Now, Barry.
Tel Aviv restaurant.
Are you excited for the big Rammstein show?
Well, now I am.
Never heard of them.
No, I've heard the name before because I sold tickets before. It's a German band, and, you know, my expert on Rammstein thinks the Coliseum's a little big, you know, but you never know.
Hey, we all have a Rammstein. I got one here. Matt Money Smith is a Rammstein expert right here. Now, tell us, Barry, there is a big game on Tuesday, Lakers-Clippers, and of course, it's Super Bowl coming up, which is a part of your business, being the hottest ticket every year in the world. But tell us, Barry... how big is this Laker-Clipper game, you know, considering Kawhi, Paul George, hopefully, LeBron, and they're all going to be going?
I think they'll all play. I think it's huge. I think that the Lakers really want to beat them after not winning the first two. Should have won the second, but, you know, got to give Clippers credit. Both teams are 1-2 right now, I'm pretty sure. Clippers are 2 or they're tied for 2. And... I think it's huge. I think it's the biggest. I think it's the biggest game of the three, even though the other two fell on special days. I think as the season goes, the games are more important, and I think the Lakers have a lot to prove.
Give us an idea, Barry, of the demand for Laker tickets this season since the addition of Anthony Davis and since LeBron James made everybody aware that he is not only in the MVP conversation, but a lot of folks think he's going to end up winning this damn thing if Giannis does any bit of slowing down.
Yeah, I mean, look, if he's definitely the MVP of the West, I mean, or the West, but if he can keep it up and play most of the games at this pace, he deserves it just because he's handling the pace of the game. He's leading the league in assists, and he steps up whenever you need it. And
more excited for those tickets this year?
Oh, way more. Well, in fairness, yes. At this stage, yes, because at this stage, he already got hurt. But the beginning of last year when it was just LeBron, it was just the momentum was so big. Because there was so much pent-up demand and the Lakers were so bad for so long. But it's bigger and it's better this year. It just is. And it keeps getting better and better and better. And it's nice that if one's hurt, at least they have another superstar. I like Lonzo Ball. I like Ingram. I love Hart. But they haven't proven to me that they know how to win. And the other guys have. And you could see the difference.
Barry has proven for decades that he knows how to sell tickets at 866.
Well, that is
877. Yo, Barry.
True.
Yeah, Barry, you sell.
Because I asked Petros yesterday, money, but you're the Charger expert. But I thought through osmosis, he could give me some insight. Do you think they're going to do? They were so good the year before. Then they had lots of injuries at their line, and Phillip Rivers, in my opinion, is not what he was. That's about the worst I'll say. But I'm thinking harsher.
Right.
What do you think they're going to do? They have lots of money, and they have the sixth pick in the draft.
I think they're going to take a big swing, is what I think, Barry. I can't tell you what's going to happen, but I do think if those big names become available, Tom Brady, Cam Newton, that they will take a big swing and look to use some of that $60 million in cap space to sign one of them to open up SoFi. And in the draft, I think if their quarterback is there, you know, if Tua's sitting there at
six, like?
I think Tua would be their guy. That would be my guess.
Oh, he'll be there. He'll be there.
Well, then, from your lips to Roger Goodell's ears, may Tua be there at six, and you'll get all that sizzle going into... by the way, speaking of Roger Goodell, what about those Super Bowl tickets? How is this Super Bowl faring for you?
It's huge. I mean, it's been Kansas City's knocked on the door, and it's been so long, and they're such good fans, and everybody... wants to be on their side. So So at this stage, it's like a $4,500 get-in.
Whoa.
And that's a lot for a Super Bowl. Now, they've raised the face values up quite a bit. They've manipulated the tickets with on-location owning and controlling a large percentage of the tickets. But the demand's there. And the stadium's not that big compared to what it used to be. So
are you going,
all
Barry?
Those reasons, I am not going.
Why not, Barry?
Why not?
You have all the shirts for South Beach.
You know what? You're right. That's true. And I've been working out. But
you look good, Barry.
I love my life here.
Arms.
And I've been to so many Super Bowls. And I've got a great staff going.
Well, there you go.
Okay.
Well,
it's a great stadium, Barry. By the way. Yeah. Awesome stadium.
Barry'sTickets.com for all the tickets, all the prices. Rammstein sold out, according to the textos.
What has it?
Sold out.
It didn't go on sale yet. It didn't go on sale yet at the Coliseum.
Textos don't know.
At least it didn't go on sale yet, did it?
Rammstein? I don't know.
They're going to sell that thing out, Barry.
We don't think it went on sale yet.
They're going to get that big prosthetic gonger out there, and they're going to spray those first five rows with that foam.
We got
to freak out.
Amazing.
God, I hope I have an early game.
Right?
I can fly
get
in.
Out there. Wow. Get our park on.
Well, if you go, Petros, I'll go.
Done.
Barry.
All right.
Congratulations on everything, Barry. You're a wonderful person.
Thank you.
Thanks, Barry.
Barry from Barry's Tickets. There's only one.
Your dad's coming on next.
$4,500 get in. Not as much to get into Vitello's, though also sold out for my dad's show on February 1st.
Did the Super Bowl sell out? There still aren't some available? Have you checked that? Did you go to Ticketmaster and look?
Guys, is Rammstein still?
Government swallowed up in the squall.
I bought a boogie board there once.
Oh, yeah.
And a bottle of SoCo next door at my Churchill's. Board, and I paddled out with Brad Tysers from Modern Day.
And? What happened?
I've been in the ocean since.
Come on.
My dad loves to surf, just like you, Matt.
Get him down.
You know, I
will
think
he meet me tomorrow morning. I got an extra board.
His jazz. He was going down to Seal Beach when I was a child, but his jazz career has really taken him
gotta
away.
Take care of that voice
from the ocean. He won't even be around the kids. He might get sick.
Can't afford to.
John Papadakis joins us on the Chevy Silverado Celebrity Hotline. Show sold out February 1st at Vitello's. His new album, My Life, is on Spotify and Apple Music. He also gives out a lot of CDs. Gave me two more today.
Oh, yeah? For you to pass along, or?
Well, I needed a check for a donation for the Lutheran school. He wanted to donate to their gala, so he dropped the check off.
And?
Fletcher's tablet for his schoolwork that Fletcher left at the house. And then just randomly, two CDs. Kind of like they've become like mints on a hotel pillow at this point.
Do people want CDs still?
You ask him. He gives them out.
Yeah, I just assume everybody gets it on Spotify.
You'd think. But he's 70 years old.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe his friends.
Joining us is John Papadakis, the singing linebacker on the Chevy Silverado Celebrity Hotline. Hi, Dad.
Listen, I give them away because they're good for nothing. Hey, I'm interested. This Sabina Mora. Remember
leave her alone.
When you were back on the Korean state KMPC?
Yes, she was my traffic person then.
Yeah, and everybody assumed that she and I were eating baklava together.
Well, Dad, you know, you're very flirty. You're very flirty with the ladies.
I think I even met her one time.
It's really of a different time. Yes, she came in the restaurant, Dad. With
Tiffany
Brazil. That's
right. She came in there. She was a very attractive Latina.
Yes, yes. How could you guess?
Maybe we did eat baklava together.
Stop it. Now, listen, Dad. What do you want? Wait, first and foremost.
Dodgers.
Oh, yeah. You want to talk about the cheating scandal, Dad. You've heard us talking about the cheating. You've heard the Astros cheating. Remember when Maricosta.
I heard one of your brilliant interviews.
Remember when Maricosta. Hey,
the
stop,
name of the man
stop.
Was from back east.
He won't stop for a second.
He said the media and technology has unnerved the game, and it's too close to the field, and there's too much temptation to cheat based on the technical ability of machines to decipher everything that's going on in the field. And I think that the machines should back off and the men should play baseball. It should be a hand-to-mouth and eye-in-hand and... You know, decision-making process rather than the instant replays and everything else. Baseball is too precious. It's too American and it's too human to give itself into that. And it's, this is the byproduct of it. He's correct.
Do you remember when Rolling Hills High School, I was trying to say, was playing and they turned the sprinklers on to stop our momentum at Maricosta High School?
And the other time they turned the lights off, too, at Maricosta.
And
remember
that was cheating. Now that.
Yeah, of course it was.
That was terrible cheating. I'll never
get over it. That's an environmental crime.
Indeed.
All the way through.
So what do you think about the city council?
No more than Notre Dame letting the grass grow and watering it down to try to equalize the speed of our team when we played them.
We all play on the same field.
It cost a kid a knee that time during the Pete Carroll
era. Dizzy Reed, Temple
that?
City Rams. Who can terrible. Forget? Who can forget Dizzy Reed's leg?
Unforgivable.
Totally. Now, Dad.
City council.
Yeah, the
How
LA.
How about that? How about that resolution they introduced?
They want the trophy.
City government and the worst representatives, the worst mayor, and the worst council people. In my long years, I remember when L.A. was a very safe, clean, respected city, a city that had a great deal of respect for itself, and it welcomed everyone, and everyone prospered. And now it's just turning in on itself. Just take a ride around the streets and find out for yourself. And the anger that's in the streets and the disorganization, because no one's to blame for anything anymore. Nothing's prosecutable. Everything is, it's just a product of human waste, I guess. And that's what we've turned into. I'm sick of it. I'm just sick of it.
Well, at least they're going to get that trophy back, though.
We don't take care. We don't grow by the way of our greatest resources. You know, in San Pedro, our greatest resource is our water line. It's dominated by one industry, which is makes the rest of the area sick.
That's right.
So
you're breathing sickening
they follow
air.
Through with the same philosophy in every department in the city. The DWP is correct. Is also corrupt. The port is corrupt. The airport. You know, I haven't studied it so much, but
it's terrible.
Those are the drivers of the city. Those three departments, and. They're at the whim of the mayor. He appoints the commissioners. And so everything's under the thumb of the city council and the mayor. And just take a look around and you can see the fruits of their labor.
Dystopian society, show of record. Thank you, Dad.
Is it dystopian?
Oh, we are. Look at it. Dude, I drove through Hollywood today, Matt.
It's not pretty.
People are all up on the side of the hills like goats.
Why do we have to dodge excrement? I mean, really, think about it. It's their responsibility to keep public access and public areas and thoroughfares and everything else safe and clean. Roads and sidewalks is one of the most elementary jobs of the government. They can't do it. And they want to tax us more too. That's another story. Let's save it for another show.
Oh, they're spending it well.
No, they really
know how to spend money.
I like to run calls through the crap.
They want to tax us more for their failures.
Exactly right.
It's our fault. We need more money for this and more money for that. Well, give them your own damn money then.
Yeah!
You're failing at what you're doing now.
I like to work my feet through the poop of the
needles.
Don't
get me going on that.
Like I'm working a ladder.
I've got a strong opinion. I knew in L.A. that was much different and so appealing was the envy of the country.
Well, I just asked about
our police force and our leadership.
We just asked about the Dodger thing, but
it works.
Kind of a disjointed interview, but...
Oh, I might have.
Wavy man got his point across. John Papadakis, ladies and gentlemen. Maricosta feared us.
Thanks, Mr.
They feared our Rolling Hills High School team when I was the water boy and the Don was the D coordinator.
Yeah.
Don Morrow versus Gary Kimbrell.
And?
We'd get momentum and we'd be running the ball up their ass like the Tennessee Titans, putting it to them with our own Derrick Henry, Robert Coulter. And they turned the sprinklers on. And I remember seeing like a hardcore sprinkler stream just wear it, some dude right in the face mask. Like, and it took forever to get them off, you know, and then Maricosta took momentum from us. And they're playing Hang On Sloopy.
Right.
And then the next year we're kicking their ass again and they turn the lights off.
And that custodian went on to be a very successful marketing executive for BW3.
It was Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
F you, Maricosta.
We got quick hits
and a story, and then Dead and Alive. And then that's all she wrote. Good night, Irene. Clippers versus Heat.
Yay.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.